From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to host police officials and civil rights leaders at the White House this week to explore how to bring the country together following the ambush killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police. The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
Obama is due back in Washington Sunday, a day earlier than previously planned because of the shootings. Many people mourning the loss of the police officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters in Dallas.
A show of force and unity at a time.
Meantime, President Obama expected to travel to Dallas in the coming days. Australia's opposition Labour Party is conceding defeat in the national election some 8 days after the votes were cast. The Labour Party leader, Bill Shorten, said he was certain the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition would secure enough seats to retain power. Parties need to hold at least 76 seats in the 150-seat House of Representatives in order to form a majority government. Voters in Japan are choosing their representatives for the upper house of parliament on Sunday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling party is counting on his platform of stressing economic revitalization to serve as a mandate. Four of the center to liberal leaning parties, the Democrats, the Communist Party, the Social Democrat Party, and the People's Life Party, have formed a rare coalition for this election to maximize their chances. Sunday's vote is also the first nationwide election since the voting age was lowered to 18 from 20, aimed at encouraging voting by the younger generation. This is VOA News. During the just concluded NATO summit, President Barack Obama pledged to a long-term support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe. Iraqi forces recaptured a northern airbase from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory held by the prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement issued on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the airbase as an important base to liberate Mosul. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, retaken from the Islamic State last year, when they captured two villages just north of the city. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis M. Scamparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that Kim Jong-un's regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off its eastern coast. From initial indications, the missile fell over into the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engine ignited, but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. A similar test failed in April. The U.S. State Department on Saturday issued an urgent call for calm in South Sudan after fighting between rival factions in the capital, Juba, killed more than 100 people. The U.S. State Department urges fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, the current vice president, Riek Machar, to disengage and cease fighting. At least 115 people are reported killed in the fighting. Some reports have the death toll as high as 150. Fighting was reportedly sparked by a clash between bodyguards for President Kiir and also his rival. A 2015 peace deal ended a 20-month-long civil war between the two rival factions, but it also failed to stop the unrest. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.